Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, everybody. This is Kathy, and I am here on USA Prepares. I'm excited. I'm going to be teaching a class with Sharon, and I want to thank Jason for engineering the program. And I want to thank you for joining our class. Welcome, Sharon.
Well, good morning. It's good to hear from you. This should be fun, I hope, today, and informative.
I think so, Sharon. I think between the two of us, we have lots of years of saving money and making meals and really learning how to budget and to survive all the increases in prices and really how to make the most of your money stretch. So, Sharon, I'm going to let you start with some of your thoughts. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. So if you want to start with some of your thoughts that you had, I think that would be a good place to go here.
Okay. I was looking into the Depression era back when, you know, it started somewhere around 1929. There's a lot of varied ideas when it went clear into the 40s, actually. And first thing I think we can learn a lot from that. I realize that we're not exactly in the same spot, although we may get closer to it with inflation. But first, I'm really big on your perspective in life. So a story that I read that was kind of cute because I was looking at it, these two families, this man and wife are married, and their parents both grew up during the Depression. And one lived under the fearful frugality, and the other set of parents lived under the abundant frugality. And so the fearful frugality was always worried, how are we going to do this, whatever, and there's sharecroppers, and it was hard. It was. But they were always living under stress about how awful and terrible it was. But the other family lived under what they considered abundant frugality, and they joined together and said, how can we make this? And they would go take walks, and they would hike, and they would go harvest for food but make it fun. And so that father led the family in thinking of more of an abundant way. How can we do this? And when things got tight, they would gather together. They say, well, how can we make this work? So I'm really big on how can we as I can't. Okay. And I'm also really big on choosing your words. And the reason I'm talking about this is it'll help you as things get harder if you adapt these philosophies or whatever way of looking. So like we had our sons, they're both 6 foot in their back, in this little bitty car sitting in the back seat because we were making one trip to town. And I asked them if they're all cozy and feeling togetherness. And they're laughing, yeah, Mom, we're super cozy, whereas they could be cramped and uncomfortable. It's the same experience, but it's how you perceive it. So some people went through the Depression very miserably, and others went through it with thinking, how can I, and it went better. So I think we can learn a lot, though, from what people did to stretch foods. And some of them seem a little extreme, but they're really not when it gets really, really hard. And I don't know where we're going. I mean, right now inflation's pretty bad. If you go buying groceries, you can see it's just jumped probably 50% by across the board. And some people can adjust that by just dropping out the little fluff in their budgets. And others who are on, like, Social Security limited amount of money are really struggling, okay. So these can help you if you're really struggling. They can give you mindset for if you have not got there and maybe never get there, but who knows. I did find it interesting, just a few little interesting facts, that around the 40s or whatever, they encouraged people to grow gardens. They call them victory gardens with the war coming, but people were doing some before that. But the Extension Service actually would provide seed, fertilizer, and simple tools, and then instructional booklets on how to grow and preserve. And also a lot of the common little magazines would talk about how you could grow this and make it and all that stuff. So it was really out there. And at that time, it created kind of a unified feeling among people, because it was all for the good, to protect the soldiers in the war and all that kind of stuff. But I did find it interesting. In 1942, there were 135 million people, and 15 million of them planted gardens. And then by 1943, 20 million planted gardens. And they were providing 40% of their vegetables and stuff by then. Pretty interesting. So they did ration, kind of knowing what was rationed. I don't know if it would ever come to this or not, what they cut back, because our world is really quite different. But as we all know, everything is pretty much shipped in from other countries. And as we are making enemies with some of these countries that we did lie on, I'm not sure what will happen down the road. Anyway, they ration canned goods, gas, sugar, meat, coffee, fish, butter, eggs and cheese, shoes, tires, soap and clothes, fuel, oil, coal, firewood, nylon, and silk. And I thought this was interesting what they parade, just to give you, just what you might have to live on. For one person a week, they got one egg, 2 ounces of tea, 2 ounces of butter, 1 ounce of cheese, 8 ounces of sugar, 4 ounces of bacon, and 4 ounces of margarine. So if you do much cooking, that would really limit what you could make with that from what you could get rationed. So, but one of the things they did, because I wanted to have you share this stuff. So one of the things they did is, you know, the whole thing, you know, use it up, wear it out, make do or do without. They really valued what they had, the majority of people, of course, we're talking majority, and were really careful. So like with their shoes, they would polish them, they would check them and make sure they were taken care of. And their clothing, they would do a lot of things to preserve the clothing. And so you and I talked about this, Kathy. You have some really good ideas on how you can make your clothes last longer. So I think we might want to put that in now, if that works for you.
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking about that, and I thought primarily if you had a situation, if you look at how long the Depression lasted, I mean, yeah, there was probably a lot of things that you could have had go, like shirts and things like that, but think about like socks and jeans and underclothes, T-shirt, coat. I mean, eventually those probably really started to get worn out. And you do look back at pictures and you see like the coveralls that men had. You see patches in them on their knees or where there was a rip. You see that. But I was doing a little bit of research on really how to make your clothes last longer. And, you know, I'm a seamstress, so I work with fabric and repairing and mending for people all the time. So one of the things that I would say is, like you said, really take care of it. When I go to do laundry, I lay it out on a counter or on top of the washing machine with a bright light, and I look to make sure, are there any rips in it, any holes? And if there are, then before I wash it, I mend those, because once you run through the washer, a lot of times it makes that worse. And if there's a seam that's coming out, whether it's a hem, a corner of a towel, anything like a sweater, that will just ravel. So I pre-spot everything before I wash it, and I hang most of my clothes. I know it's an old-fashioned tradition, but Sharon and I were talking yesterday that it just reminds me of doing something good for my clothes, and reminds me of my grandmother and mother who did that all the time. And I heard it, and I don't know how true this is. I did a little reading, and one of the comments that one of the appliance repair places had mentioned, they were mentioning the dryer, and they said that, yes, it was made for convenience for people, especially in the city or in apartments where you really can't hang things up that easily in some instances. But one of the topics that he wrote was they suggested that there could have been a, it was sort of made so that it would wear the clothes out quicker. And they said that it will shorten the life of your clothes by at least 25%, but maybe even more depending on the clothes, because every time you tumble something, you have all that lint in there. And it does, you get pilling on it, or sometimes you have a zipper that, you know, catches on something in, or a edge that's kind of sharp. So that's one thing you can do. The other thing is if I do use the dryer, I don't over dry things. I set the timer. Like if I look at load and say, okay, that should only take 25 minutes, I set the timer and then I check it. And if it's something that I can put in for just a couple more minutes, fine. But if it's even halfway dry, I will try to hang up the heavier things and let them air dry. But there's certain things and there's certain times I do use it, not very often. But I feel like when you hang things outside, I feel like the sun especially really cleans like your whites and your white towels and your white sheets. If you hang it out on a hot, sunny day, it's just amazing. It smells good, and they just seem like they last longer. I have sheets that are years and years old, and they're still going. So that's some of the things that I would say that you can save on your clothes. But just check your buttons and check everything to make sure. And then one of the things with washing, I would say, like, you can experiment. Like, I make my own laundry soap, and after the break, I will get the correct. I have it written down, but I forgot to write down the exact amount, and I will give that out. It's real easy. It's a powder. You just mix it together. But on your sheets and towels or things that aren't that dirty, you can use half of the amount of the soap. I mean, if you're just using towels. I mean, I use full amount on dirtier things, socks and, you know, greasier T-shirts that maybe my husband's out in the barn or the garage working on. I use a little more then. But you can use half of the amount of soap. And I haven't bought laundry soap in probably 10 years. So I honestly don't even know how it's made and how it cleans. But mine seems to do pretty well. But the other thing you can do is you can turn your jeans and your T-shirts and sweaters, those kinds of things, inside out. That just helps to protect them from pilling, and especially if you're hanging them outside, it protects it. The color will stay nicer. It's a little more work, but on certain things, I think it's really worth it. I don't do it on everything. If I have, like, an old T-shirt that I wear that I really don't care, I don't bother with it if it's just something I clean with. And I know it's old-fashioned, but if you're cooking, wear an apron or wear an old shirt. Or if you're out in the garage and you're working on something, just put, like, an old flannel shirt or an old jean shirt or something, because no matter how careful I am and I'm cooking, I'll get a tomato spot or an oil spot right in the front of my shirt. And then sometimes I can't get the stain all the way out. I mean, most of the time I can, but there's times certain fabrics I just can't get it out. And so I would say just try to get in the habit of, like, just having it hanging there in a drawer and just you know, stick it on there or wear it. One of the other things that I have done, and this is a suggestion for people who have dogs or cats and you have a little bed, they make crib sheets, but they make them for, like, the little where you change the baby, like a changing pad. They make them to go over there if you have a small dog. But I bought 3 crib sheets at the thrift store for like 50 cents, and I have them on my dog's bed because I cannot believe how much dirt is on there. And I just take them off once a week. I switch them out and I wash them. And because to take the cover on and off is so hard because it's tight, and I'm sure would wear it out quicker. So that's just an idea. It saves me time, and it really helps protect the dog bed and the fabric on it. It's just hard because she goes out in the mud.
Extendivite
and she comes
is
in.
More than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. This is Kathy with Sharon, and I was talking about extending the life of clothes, and I had a couple more things, and then I want to ask Sharon her thoughts on it. One of the things that was kind of cute, I was reading a story about during the Depression, they had socks, and if they wore them out by the toes, the grandmother, she would turn them inside out, and she would stitch it and make them a little smaller, and then they would pass them down to the next child until the socks were worn out. But I thought that was kind of cute. But, you know, when it's a necessity, if you don't have them, some socks are better than none. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on what you've done, or do you have anything to add with that, Sharon?
Well, you know, when you were talking about soap, I admit I have made soap in the past, but currently I just buy cheap soap. It doesn't matter for my clothes. And I spray bad spots and stuff, and it seems to be working okay. But what you might check is what an actual, how much, they give you these great big cups usually. You know, the lids are like a cup, and a lot of people fill them up to the top. But if you actually read the back, you're only supposed to fill it, there's a little line in it. Usually it's like half or a third of that cup. So a lot of us have put way more soap than you need to into your washer. Now, if you had outdoor garden stuff, you might want to bump it up. But most of us, through the majority of the year, aren't getting our clothes that filthy. The other thing they did during the Depression, which I even have to do because I'm fertile, we wear things more than once. You know, if they're dirty or smelly, of course, you need to get rid of them. But sometimes you just have one spot, and you can just take a rag and wipe that off. And so we live in such a luxurious society at this point, and we have such an abundance that lots of us are pretty laser igniting, thinking about how we could conserve more and save more. And during the Depression, things were so tight that, like, they if they did laundry, they did a whole load of laundry, okay? Or if they had a dishwasher like a lot of us do, they wouldn't do a partial dishwasher. They wait until it's totally full to get the most out of it. Also, when you mentioned aprons, most women always wore aprons because then they wouldn't get their clothes so dirty and it would make the laundry less. They did a lot of things to cut corners like that. You might think, oh, that's just crazy and it's ridiculous and all that. But honestly, little things add up. For example, I keep all my small change. And after 2 months, I actually keep quarter separate, but all the small change I keep. And after 2 months, I have about $20. And that's $20 that could go for stock up or whatever else you want to do. And we tend to discount, oh, it's only a dime, it's only a quarter, it's only this, or it's only a little bit of soap, it's only a little bit of whatever. And during the Depression, they did the minimum. Like, they would be careful how much soap they were putting if they didn't make their own, you know. They would be, like, even with toothpaste, you don't have to fill your whole toothbrush with toothpaste to brush your teeth. You know what I mean? It sounds funny, all those little things, and some people would see it as restrictive and hard, and why would I bother? But if things get tighter, all that stuff adds up over the year. Over a year, you could save thousands of dollars by just 10 cents here, a dollar here, you know, stuff like that. And we don't tend to look at that clearly, I think. And as things seem to be going up in prices, and especially people who are on a restricted budget, we're on a limited budget. We get a certain amount, and that's it. And so for me to make it stretch better, I'm always looking at ways to do it. But I don't look at it as, oh, it's so hard and I have to do this. I look like my philosophy is I don't want to donate money to things that I don't want to donate. So like the grocery store, why would I want to pay $1.50 when I can get it for a buck? I don't want to give the grocery store 50 cents. I'll keep it myself. So I look at it as kind of a challenge on how I can spend the minimal amount but still achieve what I want. We don't sacrifice a whole lot. On hanging up clothes, I have some thoughts on that. I have hung up clothes in the past, and I love to do it outside when I have time. I honestly use a dryer, and I can easily see how that would shorten the lifespan of your clothing. I totally see that. But I'm really busy on a lot of things, so for me right now, I'm not implementing that frugality. But if things get higher and the propane gets higher, I'll probably start hanging up clothes more. So we lived in a little 20 by 20 A-frame cabin up in Alaska with two and then three kids. And my husband was going through schooling, which they paid for, but they didn't pay for our living expenses. So we were literally living on a shoestring, just barely, you know, very, we got to do Depression ideas. How can you save money? So I hung up all our clothes. And I'll finish in a minute. I hear the music.
Yeah, we'll be back, and I'll give the recipe for the soap
yeah.
when we get back.
Okay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. President Biden hosts an anniversary event for the Affordable Care Act with Vice President Kamala Harris in the East Room at 1 p.m. Eastern. The President and the First Lady depart Joint Base Andrews en route to Ottawa, Canada at 5 p.m. The President will participate in a private gathering hosted by Prime Minister Trudeau tonight. Foot Locker is planning to close more than 400 of its stores in malls.
The shutdowns are coming as the athletic shoe and sportswear retailer adjusts its business to connect with niche markets. Foot Locker executives said this week that the company's Lace Up plan is aimed at resetting its business and growing its total revenue to $9.5 billion by 2026. Under the plan, Foot Locker will diversify its brand portfolio and embrace new standalone store formats that offer a wider selection of products. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
season. For 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, welcome back. This is Kathy. I'm with Sharon, and I will give you the recipe. These are all dry ingredients, so you don't have to moisten anything. I just mix them together in a big bowl. And what I normally do, because if I'm doing the mess, I just double or triple it. So I use 2 cups of salt. I use 3 cups baking soda, and I get that at Sam's or Costco. I buy the great big bags. It's like, well, it's gone up now. It's like $8 a bag, but I think it's a 15-pound bag. I do 3 cups of washing soda. And then if you want to, you don't have to, once you get all that mixed together, you can add a little bit of lemon or orange essential oil or lavender if you like the smell. It doesn't hurt the clothes. It absorbs into the mixture. And I just mix it very well. And then I put them in a sealed container. I use like an old, or not old, but a used, like a nut container or something like that with a lid where I can really tighten it. You could use anything like a protein powder container or, you know, Rubbermaid or whatever you use. And then I just take a tablespoon and I put it in there. And I use one tablespoon per load. If they're dirty, then I might use 1.5. And like I said earlier, if not, then I'll use like about a half. If I'm just doing like sheets or towels and they're not that bad. I mean, we change ours frequently, so I don't really have to use a lot. And I want to say, like you mentioned something about the salt, and Sharon, I really agree with you. I think that you really need to measure things. I see a lot of people just dumping things in, and it's really tough to gauge how much you're putting in. So I just use those cups when I do use it, or a tablespoon or something where I can measure it. I did want to mention that we got an email from Vince with his campsite, and it is beautiful. I mean, it is such a serene setting. There's a stream with trees around there, and like there's dappled sunlight coming through with rocks. There's trees, like wild nut trees. There's hiking. There's a swing set for the children. There's an area where the children could run. There's a pond. They've got a place where they're going to have, you can grill. So I just wanted to say that it's very, very pretty. And if anybody's in that area, I could see why they would like it. There's a beautiful one with the sun coming down and it's filtered through the trees and a rainbow. So it's just really pretty. And you can get their eggs or their beef there. And so, you know, I just want people to know if they're in that area that it is beautiful. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, Sharon.
Oh, it is beautiful. My husband said he's going to move there until the apocalypse is over.
It
is absolutely gorgeous. If I were down the area, I would probably check it out because it just looks so absolutely beautiful and peaceful, and but still mm-hmm. something to do. You know, I mean, not boring, but really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was super impressed. Yeah. You were saying?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think children would have just so much fun.
Exploring.
I mean, I remember as a youngster just going hiking, and I liked to just play in the water, and you'd find pretty stones or, you know, there's a pond with catfish in it. And, you know, mm-hmm. we have fish in ours, and we like to feed them, and they come up, and all you got to do is, like, clap your hands together or start walking by the edge, and they come up, and I just think children would really appreciate that, especially if they don't get to see it very often. That'd be a good memory for kids.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you. I was super impressed by it, yeah. I got a question real quick. I know that when people make homemade soap, a lot of times they have borax. You do not add that to yours?
Well, I was, and I'm not anymore. I listened to a lady on the YouTube. It's called Rain Country, R-A-I-N. Mm-hmm. Her name is Heidi. And mm-hmm. she was doing it, and she, and I tend to agree because I noticed the same thing. The borax seems to affect your elastic, and the elastic was wearing out. I could tell mm-hmm. on just like my pajama bottoms, anything that had elastic in it was just like falling apart. And I sure it takes time for that to do that, but I stopped mm-hmm. using it. For that. I use it for other things. I make my own dishwasher soap and I use it for that. But she did some research and then I did too. And I came to the conclusion as soon as she said that, I'm like, oh, that's why my elastic is wearing out and I'm having to either put new stuff in or get rid of some of the items that I really couldn't fix. So I don't use it anymore. But this one is easy. So, you know, and I actually think it works. This one, I think, works a little bit better than when I had the liquid one. I don't think the liquid one got the stains out. Now, I'm sure that if you buy outside and it's the extra whatever, it's probably a little bit better, but I just can't justify the cost. I look at the cost and I'm like, whoa, you know, it's really expensive. But, you know, to each his own, but this is just something that works for me and it works pretty well. So that's why I use it.
Well, I'm kind of big on what I call intentional spending, okay? If it's worth it to you and you can afford it, then fine. Like, to me, I cannot imagine paying that for Tide. Other soaps work just as well, okay? I don't get it. But if you if you think it's worth your money and you've weighed it out, then I'm not going to complain. It's your life. You get to do it. I was going to mention one more quick thing about hanging clothes. I know a lot of people aren't going to bother to hang clothes. I understand that. But you might need to down the road if prices go so high. This is a way to save money. You can hang your clothes on hangers. Like, we live in that little 20 by 20 A-frame. And my husband hung a line above the wood stove because we're using wood stove. And then I hung shirts and everything on hangers, and I put them on the line, and I used clothespins to keep them from sliding into each other. And I would even hang socks on the clothes, on the hangers, and then hang the hangers up there. We also had a railing around the top of our stairs, and I hung a lot of things that way too. But in that way, you can hang a lot of clothes in a small area, even if you're in a small house. So it's just a thought. You know, these ideas are things that you could start implementing and kind of playing around with now, and they might really save you time, because if we do end up in a really deep depression, which some people say is going to be worse than the last one, I don't know. Okay, we just don't know. But these aren't going to hurt you to do these things now, but it would pay off to start doing it now. It's a whole lot easier to be familiar with something than to just jump into it cold turkey. And so I would recommend people try it at least. They did other things to save, a whole lot of things they did to save money if we want to move on to anything else here. Kathy and I are really big on food, but I'm going to list a few other things that they did first, I think, or that you can do. I wrote a bunch of ideas, some they did then and some they do now, but I'm just going to go through a list if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, obviously you shop around for the best deals. You make calls, you check out different stores, and consider buying secondhand on some items like pots and pans, things like that. And then they would save for their wants, not just go get it. And often they would find frugal hobbies, so maybe they would actually list later on that. But just, you could walk, you could hike, you could play games with friends, you could have potlucks, you could, a lot of times they would do potlucks, they'd get together with other families, but everybody would bring something, so not one person was burdened with everything. You could skip a gym membership if you're doing it, if you're going to be disciplined, and walk or exercise at home or work out with a friend. You can avoid or minimize buying convenience foods. It was really important for them to eat seasonally. They use their ovens efficiently. Frequently, they had a baking day, so you would bake all your goodies for the week and not keep the oven going on and off for just one thing, like a cake or something. They did use pressure cookers when they came in. We can now use Instapot, which is just an electric pressure cooker. It's just, you can program it. I wasn't really big on it, but I got one and marked down it. I've used it a couple times, and it was really handy, and I thought this summer it might be really handy because I don't have to watch the stove while I have a pressure cooker on. I can just put on the Instapot and make it quick. And we could use crock pots, which are actually quite efficient. They did raise some small animals, and just in just a comment, if you wanted to raise the most efficient small animal to raise for meat would be rabbits. They can eat everything from bark to grass to leaves to anything, so you wouldn't have to buy special food for them as opposed to chickens. You have to be a little more careful, although I prefer chickens, so we raise chickens. But if you got down to it, a rabbit would be your best choice of picking a small animal to raise. And you can raise them anywhere, in a garage or anything, so you could do it really under the radar. Nobody would care. They don't make noise. To speak of, unless you kill them. But anyway, it's also a good idea to use cash. I know you and I do that because it's visible. You can see what you have and what you don't have. And I know, like all my kids and a lot of people use those debit cards, but then, or credit cards, but you don't really know what you're spending. It's hard to keep track of that. So I personally prefer cash. It's just an idea. It's my thinking. It's also something you might consider is borrowing items. If you just need a chainsaw one time or a tiller one time, you could borrow and maybe barter or work out a deal. We already talked about wearing aprons to preserve your clothes. I would suggest people use their library. You can get all kinds of information at the library for free. If you go online, you can order a book and you can have it studying at the library and just go by and pick it up. And then if you decide the book is so valuable, you could buy it yourself online and probably buy it used. But a lot of times you just want some information out of a book, and I love books. I have tons of books. But rather than pay $20 for a book, you could borrow at the library and decide you want to buy it for $20 or whatever. They saved bacon grease, and you can actually save your own grease. When I fry, like, I'm guilty of frying things, but when I fry, like, french fries or whatever, I just run it through a strainer, and I use it multiple times. Eventually it gets old and you got to get rid of it. People just throw the whole thing out and you don't need to do that. They looked for free entertainment like outdoor concerts here or hiking or picnics or, they have a lot of free stuff, and especially bigger cities. We don't have a lot of free, but we do have outdoor concerts that they offer. It would be a good idea to learn basic butchering skills and cutting up meat. Like you buy a whole chicken, how do you cut it up? A lot of people don't know how to do that. It's on YouTube. You can find it out really easy, and you can use it more wisely than meat. Learn to compost. And I'm doing this now. I didn't really do it much in the past, but I'm saving my bones, and I will be saving more vegetable scraps for making bone and vegetable broths. And I've been making bone broth, and I just use my big pressure cooker. It's a canner, actually. But you could make smaller batches in an Instant Pot, one of those instant cooks, and bone broth is extremely healthy for you, and then you're not wasting the bones even. And they were very careful. They would make bone broth and vegetable broth in the Depression because it adds a lot of flavor and nutrition to the foods that they would make. And soup stews, that type of thing, and casseroles are really big because they stretch the food, and they have lots and lots of recipes. I have some old cookbooks with a lot of really cool recipes, but we won't bore you with that. You can look it up online, too. Back then, they would make a lot of their own cleaning products like you did. Oh, we got a commercial. Okay, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
They also use the philosophy of just a dab. So don't, like, go crazy, like, on your toothpaste or all that, or soap or anything like that. They figured out the minimum that would still do the job well, and they would use that. So, but we can continue.
It's just being mindful. Yeah.
Yeah, it is being mindful. Yeah. I'm not hearing anything yet.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to USA Prepares. Sharon, I wanted to make some comments on what you said. You were talking initially about attitude, and attitude is everything. I mean, you could be real depressed about it, but I think that you just need to be creative, so you need to think outside the box, and you need to accept what it is. If there is something that happens, then you need to think, okay, what's the best way I can deal with this? How can I overcome this? Is there another item that I can buy to substitute or make it through whatever situation you're going through? So attitude is everything. I think, too, what's coming with talking about the food, you know, people used back then, they used cheaper ingredients. Like they would have cabbage, so they would make coleslaw, they would make sauerkraut, they would make sweet and sour cabbage or cabbage rolls. So they used, you know, that's a pretty inexpensive thing to buy for as much as you get. So they didn't go out and buy like high dollar items. They just used the cheaper cuts of meat, maybe the cheaper vegetables, and people really made do. And so I think that that is something that we need to remember that. And one of the things they were very creative on what they saved. And so lately, before I get rid of something or think, well, I have no use for it, I've thought of some things. So I went to the thrift store about a month ago, and I had a stack of newspapers, and I do use sometimes, I use them in the garden to block weeds out, but I had really too many that I thought I could use. So I took them in, and the man said to me, I said, can you use this bag of newspapers? And he looked at me and he goes, oh, thank you, you're a saint. He said, we just never have anything to wrap anything if we have glasses or plates or anything fragile. So rather than like throwing them away or even recycling them, which is good, if you can do something like that where you know somebody uses them, and then I save 8 cartons for the farmers or people that have chickens. I save my all the empty pots. And so if I get too many, then I check with my gardener friends and I give them the extra empty pots.
And, like, even, like, strawberry baskets or even the containers. I mean, I do grow strawberries, so I do use some of them. But I took a whole stack of, like, the strawberry baskets to one of the growers once, and she was like, oh, thank you. You know, we use so many of these. So I just think rather than throwing things away, also my neighbor makes refrigerator dill pickles and bread and butter pickles. And I save all my big wide-mouth pickle jars for him. And that way he doesn't have to buy the quart canning jars. And he likes them better because they're typically a little lighter. So those are just things I think just to help somebody else out, not to waste it. And you know, Sharon, you were talking about, like, cooking. Just there's such a wealth of knowledge now in today's environment between the books. But if you wanted to make something, really all you would have to do is put in your search engine what it is you're looking for, and a whole bunch of recipes come up. And some of them are tried and true. And, you know, sometimes you can watch them on YouTube, but you can just do a search and find out, like, an old-fashioned recipe or just something you're looking for. And it's right there. And if you like it, you can just print it, you know, and you're done. You don't have to buy the whole cookbook. So I just think that planning ahead, like, you know, you were talking about back to the clothing. You were talking about hanging clothes. Well, maybe you don't want to hang clothes right now, but you could buy clothespins and the clothesline. And if worst came to worst, then you could have it if you needed to hang. But, you know, I think it's just planning ahead, really, and thinking about what you need for the future, really.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, like I said, I do occasionally, I don't really hang them in the house, but I do outside when I can because I love the smell of it myself. And I think it kind of disinfects all your clothes and just, I don't know, it just smells wonderful when they come in to me. But, yeah, I think it's being intentional. We just tend to run from one thing to the other. We have such a life convenience right now that many of us don't give it a lot of thought. But I think it's time to start thinking about these things, maybe implementing it. You know, I've actually had some things that I was given some food, just had extra, somebody gave me some extra stuff anyway. I just Googled it basically or went YouTube, and you can put in like four ingredients and they'll pop up with a million recipes, so you don't have to think them up yourself. But back in the Depression, they would see what they had and they would make something from it. You know, and I'm sure people had two different ways of looking at it, but I'm like you. Okay, instead of, oh, I only have this, what am I going to do? It's such a defeated attitude. It doesn't stimulate your brain. It makes you depressed. Where you say, oh, okay, I have this and this and this. What did I do with this? You know, I wonder if I could do this or that. It stimulates the creativity, which actually can bring you joy and make you feel good. It makes you empowered that, you know, you can do things, and we can do a lot. And a lot of the people in the Depression were very resourceful that way. But I hear music, so we'll catch up again after the top of the hour, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a day called Must Go Day, that everything had to go.
Okay. Well, we'll catch up in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Okay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.